Maidstone. Christine Pike was among the guests at the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame on November 12, held in the World Trade Center in Saskatoon. Guests were piped in by the Royal Canadian Legion, Saskatoon branch pipes and drums, and were presented to Lieutenant Gov. Russell Morasty, who had a long career in the RCMP. Six new members were inducted into the Hall of Fame. All portraits of 50 years of inductees can be seen at the Western Development Museum, Saskatoon. In his address for the event, Morasty emphasized agriculture as still the main business of Saskatchewan. He ended with a quote from Queen Elizabeth II on working together and said he looked forward to his first formal meeting with King Charles III. Christine Pike was invited to represent three former inductees. J.H. Wesson was inducted in 1973. A long-standing wheat pool president, he was called the voice of agriculture. For his long service and straightforward way and commitment, he was made a member of the Order of the British Empire, received an honorary Doctor of Laws from the University of Saskatchewan, plus a lake in northern Saskatchewan and a street in Rehina were named after him. A plaque was placed on the original homestead by the people of the R.M. of Ildon. Bill Lamont and Eileen Pike Lamont were inducted in 2020. With cows from the Lindsay Lineback one-of-a-kind herd created by Mary Lindsay and their own Black Angus bulls, they developed the beef breed they named Speckle Park, known for exceptionally tasty beef. The first married couple inducted, they were also given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. It was a proud occasion for those who were present to celebrate Saskatchewan's many-faceted agricultural heritage and to honor past and present inductees in the Hall of Fame. Submitted by Christine Pike, Maidstone Museum Board held their monthly meeting November 21 with six members present. Reports were given on Halloween activities, grounds maintenance and receipt of artifacts. A Winter Fun Fest is on Saturday, December 10 from 2 to 5 p.m. Enjoy festive decorations and music. A sliding hill. Bring crazy carpets or cardboard only please. Gingerbread scavenger hunt. Fire pit and refreshments. Hot dogs, hot chocolate, coffee and a sweet treat. Fireworks will light up the sky at the end of the day. Plans were made for the board's annual supper and gift exchange in January. Next meeting will be Monday, February 20 at 7 p.m. at the museum. Maidstone Community Health Committee's Festival of Trees is an enchanting place to be this week, with the last days being Friday 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get into the holly jolly spirit and bid on the many gorgeous items. The committee thanks Maidstone High School Grade 12 class for helping set up, as well as all other volunteers and donors. The Chamber of Commerce Moonlight Madness is Friday, December 2, with several businesses offering special deals and staying open late. Take in the Farmers Market at the Legion Hall, Turkey Shoot at the Bowling Alley at 3 p.m., refreshments at the United Church 5 to 7:30 p.m., tree lighting at 6:30 p.m. outside the arena with caroling till 6:45 p.m., followed by Santa's visit at the Legion Hall. Hockey fans can head back to the arena where Maidstone Senior Jets are hosting Glasslyn North Stars with puck drop at 8 p.m. Watch for the booklet describing activities and specials to be distributed this week. Maidstone UCW is again hosting their winter wear tree and invite you to share the warmth. Bring mittens, gloves, socks and scarves to the United Church. Give to any UCW member or call Joyce Weston 306-893-2576. All donations will be shared locally. Come in to the CE Wing on December 2 to enjoy a hot dog, dessert and beverage from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Church services continue to be the second and fourth Sundays each month. Submitted by Joyce Weston, Tis the Season and CIBC is again collecting for the food bank. Bring non-perishable food items, bathroom necessities, new, gently used toys or monetary donations into our branch until December 20. All donations are distributed locally. Lloydminster Learning Council has a holiday door decorating contest open until December 24 to all residents in their service area, including our communities. Send a picture of your festively adorned door to PC at Lloyd Learning Council. A photograph of Forest Bank Church taken in starlight by our amazing local photographer, Holly Fleming, is featured in the 2023 calendar of the Anglican Church of Canada. Congratulations. It's a beauty, Holly. Reminders. Sunday, November 27, public skating at Maidstone Arena, 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. Saturday, deck. Three Kin Clubs, A Not-So-Silent Night, Cocktails, Dinner, Comedian and Dance 5:30 p.m. to 1 a.m.